Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gabor.io, and I'm here today with Patrick McCarthy, a virtual CFO. Good morning, Patrick. How you doing?
Good morning, Mark. Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well. It looks like it's going to be another nice day in the Bay Area, right?
Yeah, I look good on the way to work today.
Yeah. So, and you're at work. I'm not. I'm at home, which is interesting. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Sure, absolutely. So I kind of fell backwards into the startup world. I was walking down a traditional finance path in New York, studying finance and doing finance internships. And my last internship ended up being an accelerator, the first class of a new accelerator in New York called the Grand Central Tech Accelerator. Got to meet 13 great founders and partnered with one of them for most of the program. So I kind of got the bug there to be working with early stage entrepreneurs and founders and supporting them. And then still ended up in an investment banking role for about a year. And then one of those founders called me up and said, "Hey, I want to work with you. I don't know what the role is, how much we can pay you, but I want to figure it out." So I typed into Google how to quit a job because I'd never done that before. And then I quit that day. I gave my 2 weeks notice. I'm not mean. But gave my notice and jumped into the startup world, and I haven't looked back since. I spent about 5 years at Spoken Layer, was the name of that startup. It started me and the founder at his parents' kitchen table, through about 25 employees, $10 million in revenue, $10 million raised from venture capital, and you know, lots of peaks and troughs along that journey. And then at the end of beginning of 2020. I transitioned into this West Coast GM role at Revivin to help build up this West Coast facility. Hmm. And now I'm actually transitioning out of that role back towards kind of what I discovered I love, which is helping early stage entrepreneurs as a virtual CFO.
Ah, very interesting background. So it sounds like you've been in New York and now in the Bay Area. So what's been your experience with remote employment? Does Revivin allow remote employment? And was you said Spoken Layer was the name of the company? Did they?
Yeah, so Spoken Layer actually had a fairly flexible policy even before COVID because the company, Spoken Layer's business was we ran a B2B SaaS platform that allowed publishers to create podcasts from their written content. And the way we did that is we had a network of voice actors actually voice the content. So it sounded human and original and not like a robot reading out the news to you. And all of those, we never met any of those voice actors. They were always remote. So we were managing a 250 person remote team for a long time before COVID. So team members who were on the core team also had some flexibility. They could work from home a day or two a week if they felt they wanted to. So we had a very flexible policy going forward. Revivin is a more in person. You can see I'm in a facility right now, a warehouse right now. It's a more traditional warehouse-driven business. We have an e-commerce hand. So we did everything in our power to keep the lights on during COVID, which meant basically everyone who worked in the office stayed home. Everyone who worked in the warehouse, we actually had to lay off a bunch of people, unfortunately. And we basically ran a skeleton crew through COVID to maintain the warehouse operations.
Wow, that's really interesting. So what do you think is the future of remote employment now that you've experienced both, and what do you think could be done differently to make it more effective?
Yeah, I think there's a long tail of types of work that won't be able to be done remote until there's better tools. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone is right now figuring out what type of work can and can't be done remote and what type of people can and can't work remote. So I think we're going to see basically what I feel like is that this accelerated people's thoughts on remote employment in many different directions. I don't think it's black or white, like no remote or full remote. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see a lot more flexible policies in the future. A lot of thought put into burnout and how employees are tracked. And I think there's going to be a deeper focus on the employee overall. Which I think is good for everyone overall.
Yeah, no, I think that's a positive thing. And interestingly, from the CFO perspective, I mean, obviously, maintaining an office is a very expensive part of the balance, the budget. especially for a startup. So what is your recommendation for startups that are thinking which way to go?
Yeah, I think you got to hack it, however you can hack it. Honestly, if you're a startup right now who's, you know, got 5 to 10 employees and looking for your first space, this is probably the best time to look for a space. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of contradictorily, is with all this going on, the prices have never been lower. Everyone's trying to leave their lease. So you could get a great space right now. But I think that is important in the early days to be close. You know, you're hacking away at your product, you're trying to find product market fit, you're iterating very quickly. It can be done online, and it's been done online very successfully. You know, you look at companies like GitHub that have been remote from the start, very successful. But I think it's going to be critical in those early days to find a space. And you can look outside of the New York and Bay areas now and find much cheaper space that's welcoming to entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very well. Hey, and even in the Bay Area now, you can find some spaces that are, right? I mean, as you know, corporate real estate has gone way down in the Bay Area, as has the big, you know, San Francisco is actually seeing a exodus of people leaving the city and moving out to the suburbs.
Exactly. Yeah. I think, you know, my own personal vision is somewhere upstate New York.
Upstate New York?
Yeah.
So up in the Albany area, that area?
Yeah, it's a dream on some water. So, and with the work I'm doing now, I think I can make it happen eventually.
Yeah, right up on the Hudson, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I've been there many times. So the pandemic caused everybody to go remote in March, and it sounds like you had just started at Revivin. So, I mean, what challenges and roadblocks did that cause that no one really expected, especially since you run a warehouse?
Yeah. My onboarding was difficult, to say the least. Obviously, a lot changing in the world all at the same time. Stay-at-home orders. We actually were able to come into the office through the stay-at-home orders because we recycle. We're a recycler and we're considered essential, which was very, you know, we got very lucky there because that was, you know, step one to keeping the warehouse running is actually being able to go in. So I was able to complete my onboarding under that, under the stay at home order, which was great. Cause it really, you know, we were super safe. It was 4 people in a massive warehouse. So, you know, able to keep social distance. We wiped down the desks every day. It added quite a few layers of process onto what would have been otherwise a pretty straightforward onboarding, but we were able to work through it and make it work. And I think if it were remote, it probably wouldn't have been possible for that specific job. My role probably would have been delayed.
Really? And you still go into the office every day?
Still go in every day. On the West Coast warehouse, we're just 3 guys in 2,600 square feet. So got lots of room to move around.
Very interesting. So, and the other thing, there are companies like Gaper that help develop, build, and scale products. From the CFO perspective, how do you see that going forward for startups or actually companies past the startup stage that need to hire, you know, quality people and they need to hire them in a hurry?
Yeah, I think I've used remote dev agencies before and all over the globe, really, and we got some great recommendations. I think, you know, kind of the being able to trust is important. I think having that trust that not only can they build the thing you're asking for, but that, you know, all the legal is aligned and the contracts are all up to date and tidy. We got a great recommendation from one of our board members at Spoken Layer, under agency he had used at Aetna. So we knew they were up to snuff. But I think that's important.
Yeah, well, good. Well, Patrick, I want to thank you for your time today. Good luck in your move to New York City. As you know, it will be cold there when you get there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks again, Mark.
And just out of curiosity, will you be there for New Year's Eve?
I will not. I'll be late.
Okay. And I don't think they're going to have New Year's Eve in Times Square anyway. So
who knows?
Yeah, who knows at this point? So, all right. Well, have a great day.
You too, Mark.
Bye.